A legend in Victorian racing has also been recognised. Des O'Keefe, the former chairman of the Australian Jockeys Association, would be a very proud man today after receiving an Order of Australia medal, as has Pam O'Neill, Matt, who I think was rightly recognised as well as a trailblazer in the jockey ranks for women. And we've got Des O'Keefe, OAM, on the line. Des, congratulations.
Good on you, Michael. Thank you very much. And Matt and Dan, good to talk to you.
You got Lonnie in the car with you too, haven't you? We're going to have a chat to him in a minute, Lonigan Millam, about his life beyond that terrible race fall at Hanging Rock in 2003. And Des, I was thinking about there's so many reasons why you have quite rightfully received this OAM. And one of the things that I always thought was the most challenging parts of your job and something that you accepted and you took on board despite the difficulties was the issue of jockeys who fell. And sometimes absolute worst case scenario and injuries and almost nursing them through. And there's numerous times where I would meet you at a disabled jockey's home or one that had had a terrible fall. And there was one in particular I remember from the Western Districts where there was no course you could do to prepare yourself for the role of caring for and the loved ones of jockeys who have had terrible accidents. Was that the most challenging and rewarding part of your time as a head of the Jockeys Association?
It was, Matt, and to that I owe a great debt of thanks to a woman by the name of Lisa Stevens, who's the Jockey Assistance Program sports psychologist and counsellor. And Lisa, after Simone Montgomery's death in Darwin in 2013, Lisa developed a critical incident response protocol, which has been adopted nationally. And that has been an enormous comfort to be able to use the protocols in that to be able to do that worst job, which is trying to provide support and comfort to families at the time of a really tragic loss or, even with a catastrophic injury. So I said, when I was aware of this award, Matt, that it's very much for me, and I really do mean this, it's a shared award. It's shared with people like Lisa, like VJA Director Ross Inglis and Matty Highland, our current CEO, and Ronnie Hall from RV, and a jockey especially like Chris Simons, who's just played such an important part in my understanding of the role. But it's also a tribute to the hundreds and hundreds of riders and families of people who've paid an incredible sacrifice putting on the game that we just love. And to be recognised for providing support to them is just a little bit surprising, a little bit confronting in a way, but I am really honoured and by it. And to be going to Hanging Rock today with the great man Lonnie Millam, it'll be a really good day. So looking forward to Australia Day at Hanging Rock.
Congratulations, Des. Very popular award. We're absolutely wrapped for you, and well, there's no doubt it's thoroughly deserved. I've known you for a long time. I was just, a kid, really, when I first got to know you and John Maher, and what an icon he was, and you were effectively cutting your teeth. Were you going to go down the training path at that stage?
No, not really, Dan. I'd been at the VRC for 9 years, and I struck up an involvement with John through asking him to train a horse that I had, and he came and looked at it. I was just, at the races one day, and I gave him there's a dossier on this horse, and he came the next day and had a look at it, and we have had about a 45-year friendship since. And John was not only a great trainer, but he was an incredible mentor. He was a great developer of quality people, as well as great racehorses, and I was privileged to have that involvement with him. And I think I learned a lot about how to deal with people in working with John, be they staff, be they our apprentices, who were some great names in the Victorian jockeys ranks. And then, to go on to the Jockeys Association, I was a jockey agent for 5 years with some terrific riders, Paddy Payne and Brett Preble and Blake Shin and Reece McLeod, Ryan Maloney and some others, and really good group of people there. And then 12 years at the VJA, and very early on in those days, I met people like Scott Leckie, his family who'd had a shocking fall in Darwin, Brenton Primer, Lonnie Millam, a woman by the name of Margaret Shortus, who people wouldn't know, but she lived in Bendigo with her two daughters, who were both jockeys, both acquired brain injuries as a result of their careers as jockeys, and she looks after them. And of course,
tell us just on the Shortus sisters. Sorry, Des, go on, but then I just want to talk about the Shortus sisters because it's an amazing story.
It is. Rochelle was a very successful apprentice in Tassie and had a shocking fall there and was airlifted over to Melbourne. And when Margaret, in those days, this was in 1999, and when Margaret was advised of it, she went to the airport where, you know, the airlift arrived and was told, you know, really don't know what'll happen. And then a year later, Rochelle's sister, Karen, who was apprenticed up in Bendigo, had come back to Bendigo to be with the family and was apprenticed there. She had a terrible accident in track work and with another acquired brain injury. So two sisters, great girls, both with acquired brain injuries and with a mother that has dedicated her life to looking after them. And these are the people in our industry that, you know, fair enough, we recognise the champions and we recognise the elite performers, both human and equine, but there are so many others that put on the show for us and pay an incredibly high price for it. And my policy right from day one was these people need to be appreciated and recognised and know that they're not forgotten. It was a pretty simple mantra to work by. You know, they deserve to be recognised and supported and not forgotten. And I think it was a good way to go. And Matt, I was just going to say, obviously, I had so much to do with Noel and Doris Thurgood, you know, through Ricky's journey, where they looked after him in their home for 40 years. And then a great guy in Ian Duckling, who's now in his mid-80s. He had a fall at Caulfield in 1960 that left him a paraplegic. And obviously, he's very elderly now to be in that condition. But, you know, it's been a privilege to know those people and work with them. And this award, for me, is a shared award with hundreds and hundreds of people like those people I've mentioned.
I knew the Shortus girls, and one of them lived in the Avenue in Bacchus Marsh and worked for Sue Ellis, and then I followed their life a little bit, and Karen, Rochelle had a terrible fall in Tasmania, and Karen had this terrible premonition the day she woke up and had this, what looked like an innocuous accident at the Bendigo track and left with brain trauma and so on. So it was just this incredible story. Des, I've only ever had one harsh word with you, and that was when you worked for John Maher and I called Star of the Realm a money muncher and you rang up and politely ticked me off about that. But other than that, hey,
how could you say he was a money muncher?
Because he was a swooper who he was a bit of a muncher. Anyway.
Drought was a money muncher.
Hopeless in the wet and couldn't go a yard in Sydney. But, wow, when he won an Ori Star, I think, on his way to winning the Derby as a three-year-old, and that was when the Ori Star was a really big 2-2 race at Swimmington on a Wednesday, I think it was. And he just brained him as a three-year-old and then come out and won the Derby. And Brennan was up to Melbourne
Cup. Had a good,
unlucky.
Yeah, had a good three-year-old crop that year because you had Ready to Explode as well.
Yeah, Ready to Explode, Cat Cat. What's the other one? A horse that Jack Eastgate owned. I forget his name now. But, yeah, and Star of the Realm as well. We had a fantastic team of horses. And as I say, John, he was way ahead of his time, Michael, I know. He was so far ahead of his time, whether it was the moving from Epsom to Flemington, whether it was buying the farm at Huntley Lodge, whether it was, you know, the success he had with apprentices. The first rider agent ever, my understanding, was Steve Walsh, who we got to look after, Stephen King. Yeah, so, no, Johnny Mars, they were 10 brilliant years, and I'm proud to say he and Anna are still really close friends now.
He's, I love John. He sort of, when you were there, took me under his wing a little bit. As you said, he was terrific at putting people in the right direction, wasn't he? Great teacher. But one of the horses, now, if you said to me that Matt got into trouble for calling a horse a money muncher or something like that, was Drought. Horse called Drought, who placed in a Cox Plate. He beat Rubiton in a Caulfield Stakes here. And he was hard to follow, but a great horse
He had a giant reaching stride, Drought, I remember.
He was a beautiful horse by Crested Wave that Lloyd Williams owned. And, of course, he figured in the race of the century with our Waverley Star and Bone Crusher. Mm. And every time that's played, Drought was leading the pack, chasing them at about the 800s. And then, of course, he did come out and beat Rubicon, much to Bill Collins' absolute disgust and amazement that Stout turned up and absolutely smashed them that day. But he was a beautiful horse and a great horse, and they were great days. And I must say, you know, I've worked a lot for Lloyd, and even though I haven't spoken to him in recent years, those days, he just taught people so much about racing and about work ethic and about responsibility and so on. I've been really privileged, Dan, that with the working life I've had, and it's good fun to actually good fun to have it recognised while you're still here, I suppose, which is good, and that probably turns us to my friend in the car, who's also quite happy to be going to a race meeting, even though he can't remember being there. I think when he got injured, he's certainly happy they've known the race after him.
Well, we are speaking to Des O'Keefe, who's been honoured with an Order of Australia gong today for his lifetime in racing, and most importantly, the help he has given so many jockeys over the years, exactly like Lonergan Millen, who you are taking back to Hanging Rock today. And I think it was 2003 where Lonnie had that shocking fall at Hanging Rock on Australia Day. And Des, if you don't mind, can you hand the phone over to Lonergan, because we'd love to have a bit of a chat to him. Not just about heading back to Hanging Rock today and having a race named in his honour, but what Des O'Keefe means to jockeys like Lonnie and others who have been through so many tough times. Lonergan, great to have a chat to you. You put him on, yeah. Lonnie, great to have a chat to you. Dan Malecki, Matt Stewart, Michael here. Great to hear that you're heading back to Hanging Rock today. First of all, before we talk about you, what does Des O'Keefe mean to you and the fellow jockeys?
Des, it's just been more than an unbelievable help to all jockeys, but especially all injured jockeys. He just helped us so much. Just done an amazing job in helping us. He's been recognised for it, especially today. Like he's had 500 million calls, and it's just been really, we've been really well recognised.
Is it hard to go back to Hanging Rock? Des just mentioned that you don't have much of a memory of the fall, but it was the fall that pretty much changed the direction of your life back in 2003. Is it a bit bittersweet to return to the scene of the accident?
It is a little bit bittersweet, but as you just outlined just then, I don't actually remember it. And whether or not that's a good thing or a bad thing, I don't recall going to Hanging Rock. I actually don't recall what it's like to even race ride, so that's been a bit of a downside of it.
So
I'm still here, and I've got a race named after me, and I'm going to the race today, so it's
going to
be an unbelievable day.
How well dressed are you today? I've seen some photos that Desmond sent me about your attire. You are the best dressed photographer I've ever seen, and you got a job as the on-course photographer at the Sale Greyhounds, and my mail down at the club there is that you're doing an amazing job, and everyone is very impressed with your dress code. What are you wearing today?
I've got just the nice dress pants, shirt and tie on. And, of course, I've got the hat on.
Bow tie or normal tie?
No, just a normal tie today. I thought about bow tie, but it's for a normal tie today.
Lonnie, I think we might need you to give Matty Stewart some dress sense tips because he needs some help. He
hasn't even got a collar on, let alone a tie.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but he's in the office. He's all right. Not everybody's seen him. Not out on court.
Well, we're at Caulfield, actually, so he's a bit of an embarrassment.
Of course. But
he's all right. How much of an honour is it to have this race today named after you, Lonnie? And I bet this would be a race every single jockey would absolutely love to win. Race number two, the Lonergan Millen Maiden Plate.
It's more than an honour, because it's actually a recognition. It's an amazing thing they've done. Naming the race after me, I think it's actually, and the good thing about it is that I'm still here to see it.
Is there a trophy to present?
Because they generally name races after people after they're gone, but I'm still here, so it's really good.
Well, it's a big day for Des and yourself, Lonnie, and it's great to have a chat to both of you today. Enjoy the drive to Hanging Rock. Enjoy the day with the race named after you. Have you had a look at the race?
I have, yes.
Who do you think will win it?
I hope my cousin can win it.
Who's your cousin?
You wouldn't believe that. Greg Childs is actually, I think he's like a second uncle, but he's related to us Millhams. So he's both his children are my cousins. Sorry, second cousin.
So we've got Talia's...
I'm pretty sure Dez is telling me it's Taylor, but I thought it was Talia, but it's Taylor. Taylor Childs.
Pop the black. 70-1. There's a nice little omen bet.
Pardon? Are they twins, the Childs kids? I reckon I went to Greg Childs' place, and I reckon they're twins.
They're twins.
All right, mate, we'll cop that tip. Yeah, it sounds like, can you get Des to send some photos of your dress-up today? Because I've got an album at home of the very best of Lonergan Millham's attire, so I need to add one more.
I'll get him to record it, no problem.
Good on you, mate.
Good on you, Lonnie. Enjoy the day. Through.
Lovely.
Perfect. Well done to both.
Did you want to respect?
No, tell Des, enjoy the day. We'll catch up with him soon.
I'll try to enjoy the day, I will. No problem at all. Thank you so much.